This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A Florida man has pleaded guilty to threatening Colorado's Secretary of State and other elected officials around the country. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The U.S. Department of Justice said Richard Cantwell sent threats to multiple targets over several years, including Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. It stemmed from the Colorado lawsuit seeking to remove President-elect Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot earlier this year. According to the Justice Department, Cantwell sent a threat to Griswold in February, the day after the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on the case. He faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Denver City Council committee gave initial approval Wednesday to a proposed ban on the sale of all flavored tobacco products in the city. CPR's John Daly.
Backers say it'll help fight youth vaping and long-time health inequities. Smoking of menthol cigarettes, for example, has driven relatively higher tobacco use and health impacts like cancer in the Black community. The industry, convenience stores, and vape shops oppose the ban. Phil Guerin owns Mixed Up Creations, a vape shop.
We don't need government telling us what we need to do with our own, making our own health choices for us.
A similar proposal was vetoed by former Mayor Michael Hancock. Wednesday's measure will now go to the full council. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
El Paso County has reached a pending settlement with the family of a man who died after being found unresponsive in the county jail in 2022. First responders were unable to revive Daniel Murray. The county coroner ruled he died from chronic alcohol abuse. Murray's family sued, arguing the death was preventable. The settlement comes to almost $1.9 million. Around Denver and Colorado Springs, it's highs in the mid-50s this afternoon, just a few degrees warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.